Finally, here are the directions for part 3. In this part, you will hear 5 passages, G through K. The passages represent real-life situations and may contain sound effects. Each passage will have 1 question, number 25 through number 29. Before each passage, you will have 10 seconds to read the situation and question written in your test booklet. After you hear the passage, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The passage will be given only once. Now, let's begin.
G. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 25.
Good afternoon, parents. As you know, this will be a joint 4th and 5th grade trip to Mount Oakley. Buses will be parked outside the school entrance and will depart at 8 a.m. sharp. Students should go directly to their bus without entering the school. 4th graders will use bus 1 and 5th graders should board bus 2. The exception is Ms. Klein's class, which has volunteered to help load supplies into a van that will follow the buses. These students should meet in the gym at 7:30. Note that students who arrive after 8 will have to be driven privately to the destination by a parent or guardian.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
H. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 26.
We have 4 different lectures for you to choose from this morning. Manal Abad will be discussing the latest theories about motivating young learners, especially those with learning disabilities. Yukari Hatayama will present her research into evaluation and assessment methods, including examinations. We also have Martin Halpern's talk about improving classroom discipline. And another option is strategies for engaging students during remote learning. That will be given by Antonio Rossi. Please consult your programs for the room numbers.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
I. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 27.
We're sorry for the delay. We'll be moving again soon, but due to a fallen tree on the track, this train will only go as far as Pickford. For passengers going beyond Pickford, please get off at Dewsbury, which is the next stop. A complimentary bus service from there will stop at all stations until Wexford, which is the end of the line. Passengers traveling to Filburn and Pickford can stay on the train. However, we're expecting progress to be slow, so we recommend using the bus service if you're in a hurry. We estimate the train will arrive in Pickford at 11:15.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
J. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 28.
We've been busy, so we don't have many openings in the near future. We've just had a cancellation for tomorrow morning at 10:30 so I could fit you in then with your usual dentist, Dr. James. I've also got an opening with Dr. Manganiello on Thursday at 7:45 a.m. Oh, it looks like Dr. Shah has had a cancellation today, so we could fit you in with her at noon. Let's see. If none of those work for you, I could probably get you in to see Dr. Manilow this Friday at 3. You'd be his last appointment for the day.
Now, mark your answer on your answer sheet.
K. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 29.
You should spend the night in Clairville, the halfway point. There are some hotels on the main road. The Weaverton Inn is good. It has a nice restaurant. There's live music at night, though, which could make putting the kids to bed difficult, as you can hear it from the rooms. I also like the Ridge Motel. It's next door to the Weaverton, but you can't hear the noise from the restaurant. It's too bad the Mountain View Motel closed down recently. They had a kids' playroom and comfortable beds. I'd also recommend Palm Village Suites, but they only accept adult guests.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
Your time is up. Stop writing and wait quietly until the answer sheets have been collected.
では、時間です。筆記用具を置いて答えの記入をやめてください。これにて試験終了となります。公正なる試験実施にご協力いただき、ありがとうございました。質問がある方は、直ちに試験監督者にお申し出ください。試験監督者に連絡いたします。これより最終の受験者数を確認してください。その後、回答用紙を回収し、枚数の確認を行ってください。なお、問題冊子は回収しません。受験者数と回答用紙の枚数の一致を確認してから、解散の指示を出してください。受験者の皆さんは、身の回りをよく点検し、忘れ物がないように注意してください。受験者の皆さんが退室するときは、別の教室が試験中の場合もありますので、声を出さず、会場出口まで静かに退出してください。それでは、解散の指示を出すまで、静かにお待ちください。